and AARP. Back in 2017, we actually had our first survey, which was to take a look at the areas of interest that older people have lots of activity and stuff going on in, everything from wanting to find out more about their communities, housing, health and wellness, transportation. And when we finished that survey, it gave us some information about what we needed to do going forward.
Now, you were involved with the organization back then, weren't you?
I was.
I kind of remember talking to you about that the survey back then. Were there any surprises? Did you? It's nice to have. You can't really provide people with what they want unless you know what they want.
Right, right.
Were there any surprises in there?
I don't think there were any surprises. There was some very good information that came out of that, mm-hmm. though. First of all, I just want to say that Northfield as a community has a lot of assets for older adults. And so, you know, we started from a very good place, but there is always room for improvement. And we took a look at each of those areas and developed some actions that we thought we could take in what they call the domains of livability in the using the AARP and World Health Organization jargon. One of those domains is health and wellness, which I happen to be working with now. And that's what brought me here today.
All right.
Yeah. The health and wellness domain took a look at, you know, the different assets that we had. But what the community told us is they wanted more information about what was available, as well as taking a deeper dive into the areas that would support older adults to continue living in their homes independently.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And once again, Nancy Justice, mm-hmm. with us, we're talking with her about age-friendly Northfield, and the survey that is that out now, or will it be coming out?
The survey is actually out online.
Okay.
We do have hard copies. What people should be looking for is a postcard in their mailbox. The postcards were mailed on Monday, and as I understand it, it takes a little bit of time for those to reach people's inbox. But the postcard itself will say your feedback matters, and we give you the link that you need to put into your browser to connect to the online survey itself. Mm-hmm. We also have hard copies that are at the Northfield Library and at 50 North. We were able to work with Angelica Linder and mm-hmm. Claudia Garcia. We do have copies that have been translated into Spanish. They are going to take those copies and go into the community to various events where they can ask older people or people who are taking care of older adults to fill those out too.
All right.
Yeah.
Good idea. Take it to the people.
Yep,
get it to
exactly.
them. All right.
Yeah.
Can you give us an idea of what you know, what kind of questions are in the survey?
Yeah, the questions are focused on the kinds of services that you think you would want or need as you get older. It's things like chore, which include services that come in to do lawn mowing, snow shoveling this time of year, basic home maintenance, such as, you know, cleaning gutters, doing painting and repairs. So we ask about that. We ask about healthy living programs. So a little bit about, you know, what kind of programs are you looking for if you're trying to get out and do some exercises or things that we might be able to bring into your home to help mm-hmm. with those. Homemaker services. Those are services where somebody comes in to help prepare meals, maybe does your laundry, are often offered through home care agencies. Home modification services. Those are things that are a little bit more involved, where you would be making changes, either maybe moving your laundry from the basement up to up to the main level, putting handrails on any stairways that you have, potentially making ramps that if you do have to have a wheelchair, that you would be able to access your home. We do also ask you about nutrition and meals. We heard from some of the providers that it was getting difficult to find volunteers to deliver meals, and we are wondering how that happened during the well, we're still in the middle of COVID, mm-hmm. but you know, during the times where people were a little reluctant to volunteer for projects. We're also looking at people, asking people about their experience with personal care, somebody coming in to help them get dressed, get going in the morning, maybe accompany them to medical appointments and things. And then if families are taking care of individuals but they need a break, we're also asking folks to respond to us about their experience with what the terminology that is used is called respite care. Mm-hmm. And then last but not least, we are also asking about transportation and how people are getting around. You know, are you using public transportation? Do you have family that's helping you? Do you have other methods of getting where you need to go? So,
boy, you look at all those up, and I can see where you can really mine a lot of information out of that, get a lot of data to, and once again, folks, this is just to help you. It's not getting too personal or anything. They just want to make Northfield a place that you'd like to live in and get the services that you you may need.
Yeah, absolutely. And so, you know, that would be my request of the audience today, mm-hmm. is keep your eyes open for that postcard. If you have any questions, certainly email us. The email address is on the postcard. If you're interested in doing one hard copy, they again are available at the Northfield Library and at 50 North. If you are interested in just going out and already looking at the link and not waiting for the postcard, you can go to our website, www.agefriendlynorthfield.com. And on that first page, if you page about halfway down, it says survey link here, and it will connect you to the survey.
Easy enough. All right. How long will the survey be going on? It's going to be up there for a while?
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. We're planning on keeping it up until the 10th of March. We're working with a Carleton College professor, Andy Popick. He is from the mathematics department. He helped set up the survey online on their survey platform. Mm-hmm. And once that survey comes down, we will be crunching the data. And hope to have more information on specifics probably around the middle to the end of May.
Yeah, you know, we are fortunate to have a couple of colleges here with resources and the willingness to help out.
Yep.
So much appreciated.
Yeah, very much so. Yes, right. They helped us the first time around, too, mm-hmm. so this is great.
Yeah. Nancy, is there anything else you'd like to mention while we have you in here?
No, just make sure that, you know, take a look. We are very interested in your feedback. In fact, on the address side of the postcard you will receive, it says your feedback matters, and yes, it does. We really want that feedback. So would appreciate you taking the time. It's about a 15-minute chunk of time at when you do take it. So, yeah, it
goes quickly. Definitely doable.
Yep, definitely doable.
Definitely doable. All right, Nancy, thank you so much for coming in. We certainly appreciate it. Best of luck with that.
Thank you. Thank you.
And maybe we'll talk to you sometime when we get the results back and,
absolutely.
And find out what went off with it.
Yes.
All right, thank you. Nancy Just, once again, from Northfield's age-friendly Northfield. So look for that survey. Look for the card in the mail. You can go out online. Once again, there are hard copies available at locations around, but take some time and do that. Some much-needed information will be mined out of that. We've got Rich coming in with local news headlines in just a moment or so. McNiff News and a Side of Sports, that at 7:40.
Get organized with Dakota Shelving at Menards. Dakota Shelving has the perfect storage solution with a variety of sizes and 8 attractive finishes. Right now, an 8-foot long, 11¾ by 3/4 inch shelf is just $9.99 after $5 rebate. Keep your space tidy with Designer's Image Cube Storage Organizers. Get an 11-inch fabric drawer free after rebate now at Menards. Savings are amazing. And rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.